It's November. What's happening in the natural world around Denver, Boulder, and beyond? Here's Ruth Carol Cushman and Steve Jones, co-authors of the Colorado Nature Almanac.
That's a chicory squirrel. They're laying away cones for the winter, and they don't want to be bothered by the likes of us.
If you hug one of these mature ponderosas on a warm, sunny day and breathe in deeply, you'll feel heady from the scent of vanilla, or maybe it's butterscotch. Ponderosas produce a chemical substance that makes our mouths water. It's called a monoterpene, and it deters Abert squirrels and other creatures who like to feed on the pine nuts and inner bark. Another defense strategy of the tree is to produce smaller cone crops every few years when the squirrel population becomes too dense and destructive.
We're in Upper Gregory Canyon looking for Abert's squirrels. These sleek black squirrels live in ponderosa pine forests almost exclusively, and one good way to know they're around is to look for these clipped clumps of pine needles where they've clipped them off the pine bough. These needles tell you that the squirrels are here, but they also tell you a little bit about what's going on in the forest. You can see what they're doing is they're actually eating what's called the phloem, which is the inner bark here, which is the part of the bark that carries nutrients to the plant, and it's very nutritious. We're finding these tips of the pine boughs here all along the trail about every 100 yards. So they're telling us also what's going on in the forest. We've had a poor ponderosa seed crop this year, and Abert squirrels feed on the seeds throughout the summer. And when they can't get enough seeds, then they start working on this phloem, this inner bark. And then as the winter progresses and there's less to eat, they'll actually dig into the ground for mushrooms that grow symbiotically with the ponderosa pine roots.
If you want to learn more about ponderosa pines and their relationship with squirrels, the Colorado Native Plant Society is sponsoring a talk by Diane Andrews on December 8th. It will be at 7 p.m. at the City Open Space and Mountain Parks offices, 66 South Cherryvale Road.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of the Colorado Nature Almanac and the Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie.